This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We've all gathered together to pay tribute to our dear Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, Harav Gaon, Moreinu Rabbeinu Harav Aaron Walkin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. I'm getting the chills as I speak and just mention the names and see the pictures and see the family and see the Avreichim and the community all gathered together. Morai Rabotai, as we all know, we're in Chodesh Nisan. Nisan is a month of hope, and during the month of Nisan, there are no hespedim. But why are we all gathered here together, Morai Rabotai? Because we're going to learn from the life of the Rav Zatzal from the Rosh Yeshiva. We're going to learn how we should live our lives. We should learn about the chashivut, the importance of learning Torah, the importance of taking our community to the next level, which was his main mission. Baruch Hashem, I had a zchut to be close, very close to the Rav Zatzal. Probably 15, 16 years. Yishtabach Shemalad, it was amazing to ask Shailo, to devise backwards and forwards, to learn together, to grow together, to build this community together. And this past year has been very, very difficult for us all. But one thing he would always tell us is, we need to continue strong. You have to always be happy. You have to build. You have to do. And I'm so proud that the family is here today, the children, Shiurim, they're continuing the legacy of the Rav Zatzal, of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. And Baruch Hashem, thanks to so many members of the community, we were able to do a Siyum HaShas. We're going to, Bezat Hashem, tonight start off the evening by finishing Talmud Bavli, and we're going to ask the children, Pinchas, Yitzchak, Shleime, Naftali, Baruch Ber, Yisrael Meir, to come up. And we're going to position start off with the Siyum HaShas. We're going to also ask from our dear friends of the community that also finished Musaf Dod, Talmidim of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. We're going to ask from Rafi Yusubov, we have Yehuda Nisanov, and we have Shamsiv, Michal Shamsiv, and Barry as well, Adam Siyonov as well, a few others, including myself, Aniya Katan, Baruch Hashem, I was able to do Daf Yomi things to the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. We did Masechet Brachot for all of you that remember this. Siyum was huge. It was the last public event, more or less, before the pandemic. The place was packed. There was no room to move. And I took it upon myself, together with the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, to continue Daf Yomi, even during the pandemic. I was Misayim Shabbat, Erevin, we were basically finishing Pesachim. But I didn't do a Siyum, because I couldn't. It was too difficult. But Morai Rabotai, tonight I'll also visit Shem, be Mishtatev in the Siyum on the side. We'll say the Hajjim together. Pinchas, please.
Guys, come. Judah, Rafi, all the time, come.
Yeah. I'm gonna first finish the last few lines in the Megillah. I'm going to finish last night in Gila and then I'm just telling about me. The last few lines of Masechtas Megillah speak about the halachas of Sefer Torah. Mara says, Amar Bianai Bered Rabianai Sava Mishmed Rabianai Rabba. Mutav Tigalal Hamid Pachas. It's proper that the cloth wrapping of the Sefer Torah be rolled around it. Ve'al yigal el sefer Torah, but the Torah scroll should not be rolled upon the cloth in order to wrap the scroll in it. The Mishnah says, Vaydaber Maishas Mayadeh Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. And Maisha declared the Mayadim Hashem to the children of to the Bnei Yisrael. Mitzvasam Shiyu Kairim Aysam Kal Echad V'Echad Bizmanim. This indicates that there's a chiyuv to read each and every Yom Tov portion at its appropriate time. Rashi says that we should, this teaches us we need to learn the halachas before the Yom Tov for the Yom Tov. Tanu Rabbanan. Maisha Tikein Lahem Li Yisrael. Shayu Shalim Vidarshim Binyanai Shal Yaim. That they should inquire upon and expound upon the matters of the day. And they should learn the halachas before the Yom Tov. Hilchis Pesach BaPesach. They shall learn the halachas of Pesach before Pesach. Hilchis Atzeres BaAtzeres. They shall learn the halachas of Shavuos before Shavuos. Hilchis Chag BaChag and halachas of Sukkos before Sukkos. Hadron Halach B'nei Ha'ir. Mishlikalam Mesachtes Megillah. Hadron Halach Mesachtes Megillah V'Talmud Bavli. Hadron Alan. Daitan alach masachtes megillah v'talmud bavli v'daitan alan. Like nisnashay minach masachtes megillah v'talmud bavli v'la sisnashay minan. La ba'alma hadein v'la ba'alma dasi. Yehi ratzayim nofanecha adinai aleihenu aveseinu shetehei sarascha minaseinu ba'aylam hazeh utehei imanu la'aylam haba. Chanina bar papa, Rami bar papa, Nachman bar papa, Achai bar papa, Abba Mari bar papa, Rafram bar papa, Rachish bar papa, Sorcha bar papa, Ada bar papa, Daru bar papa, Harav na Adonai lehenu as divrei sarascha b'finu v'fias amcha beis Yisrael, v'niya kulanu anachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha beis Yisrael, kulanu yaydei shemecha v'laim deis arsecha l'shma, me'ay v'ayis sechat me'inim s'vaisecha, ki la'aylam hi li, yihi li b'tamim b'chulkecha, l'man lai eivash la'aylam, lai ashkash b'kudecha, kivam chisan, baruch atah Adonai lamdei Amen, amen, salavat. Maidem anachnu lach adinai aleheinu aseinu. Shasamta chalkeinu miyashve beis hamedrash. Vilay samta chalkeinu miyashve kranas. Sha'anu mashkimen behei mashkimen. Anu mashkimen lidivre taira. Behei mashkimen lidvar mitelem. Anu amelim behei amelim. Anu amelim umkalim schar. Behei amelim behein umkalim schar. Anu ratzim behein ratzim. Anu ratzim chayal maba. Behein ratzim lebe'er shah. Shinemar Ba'ata Lihim Saride Vershachas Anche Damim Umirma Layachsu Yimeyan Bani Aftachba. Yehi Ratzai Milfanecha Adonai Alehi Hai Kishem Shazartani Vasayim Sach Shaim Talmud Bavli Kain Tazrani Lahaskil Masachus Usfar Macher Mulusaimam Lilmai Dulame Lishmar Velasais Bukai Meskal Divrei Salmut Harasecha Biahava Uschos Kal Atanan Vamarai Mesalmid Chachamim Yamad Li Vizari Shalai Samosh Hatayra Mipi Mipi Zara Vizara Zari Ad Oilam Vesaskayim Bi Lecha Tancha Aisach Shachbecha Tishmar Alecha Akitzaitza Hi Tisichacha Kivi Yerbu Yamecha Vyasivu Lecha Shnais Chayim Ayrech Yamin Bibina Vesmaila Aisha Vachavait Adinai Aizla Amma Yitain Adinai Varecha Samai Bashalayim Say Kaddish. Is there Mizrach? Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabah Yomadi yuasim eskadasa Uchaya mesayo la'aska yasa nechaye alma Ulemivne karta dirushleim Ulashachlala heichle begava Ulemekar pachana nukhra minara Ulasava pachana dishmaya la'asre V'yam lekucha brichu v'machuse v'kare V'yasmach porkane v'kare m'shichay Chayi chayi nuvyoy mechayi nuchayi lechol beis Yisrael Bagalav izman karib imru amein Yehei shnei rabba mirorach Yolam amei yomayah
Yes, Barach, Yishabach, Yisbar, Yisroi, Mam, Yisnasei, Yisadar, Yisalev, Yisalal, Shmed, Yucha, Brichu, Lei, Bar, Bin, Tor, Bichasa, Vishirasa, Toshmachasa, Vinachmasa, Damiram, Yalma, Vimru, Amen, Al Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidei, Val Kol Tamidei, Sonidei, Hain, Yal Kol Mandaskin, Bar, Raisa, Divasra, Hadei, Vivu, Asar, Vassar, Yehei, Lohin, Lohin, Shomar, Rabba, Fina, Bechizda, Barachamin, Chayna, Rechim, Zayner, Rechim, Kana, Vim,
It's a great kavod to have here with us tonight the Rosh Yeshiva to say a few words to the Haskar.
Mishus, chash v'kinder, mishus rebbesen, mishus kol kodesh tazeh. Be'etzim, Nissen is not as man for haspedim. Aber miyonin yayme kamen dachred, the yayme, which is abyssal, gives a picture of a barn in a certain movement. Gain doch zum Leila Seder. The Mishnah says, "I'm gemli lo yoyim mekosh le yom gimad var malolo le yosad echevasa." So you have to say Pesach matzah mor. So the Balagoda says matzah zush ano oichel mashumo. Why do we eat matzah? Hashum shlo hispik b'tzeikom shal aviseinu lahachmitz ad shenigla lehem melech malchi ha'amlochem ha'kodesh bochu v'golam. When we went out of Mitzrayim, we didn't get a chance that our dough should become chometz, and it baked in the sun as we ran out of Mitzrayim, and it didn't become chometz, and therefore we eat the matzah zeicher for that uda, the zeicher for the gula. Shenema, and the Baal HaGod brings a pasuk. Shenema vayoyfu es habosek ugois masos ki lechometz ki goyshu mimitzrayim ula yochlu lesmameya vegam tzedo le'osolhem. The pasuk says the same thing. They baked the dough, the bosek, which they took out of Mitzrayim, ugois masos. It didn't get a chance to become chometz because they were chased out of Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait. And then the pasuk says, "No, another thing. Vegam tzedol le'osolhem. They also did not prepare any other food when they went out of Mitzrayim." That's the pasuk. In fact, the goyin, I don't know if the goyin or the goyin's son, the gulas Avram is the agada from the goyin's son. In fact, he asked the shaila, "Where is merumas in the pasuk? The pasuk doesn't say anything about nigla le'melech malchi amloch ma'kodesh bochu v'golam." There's no remez in the pasuk. The pasuk just says that they had to run, and because they had to run, so they didn't get a chance to let the dough rise, and it baked in the sun on the way. What does it have to? It's true that nigla leyem melech machi anochem akadosh baruch hu v'golam. It's true that akadosh baruch hu came to them, was goyel them. But what does it have to do with the matzah, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nigla leim melech malchi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'golam? What's that to satan with the matzah? Why do we mention this nigla leim melech malchi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'golam? So the Gula Savrom, which is the Goyen's son, it's very not clear which, a lot of things he brings is from the Goyen or his own, whatever it is, it's good. Zak the Goyen. The pasuk says two things. The pasuk says ki gerushu mimitzrayim, and the pasuk says v'lo yochlu lesmameya. What are the two things? If they were chased out of Mitzrayim, they couldn't wait. Why does the pasuk have to say also they couldn't wait? So the guy says like this. He says that really what happens was they were being chased out of Mitzrayim. And they couldn't wait another moment. They were being chased. After they were being chased. But something else was happening at the same time. The Shechina was there, and the Shechina was leaving Mitzrayim. And Goydel Shukosum, they had such a cheshik and such a avas Hashem, and such a taiva to run after the Shechina, that they pushed, ran after the Shechina. They couldn't wait to the Bosek to be prepared to become chametz. Migoydel Avosam, Migoydel Shukosum, Loretz Achrov, to run after the Shechina. And that cheshik, to run after the Shechina, was so great that they had to run. So two things happened simultaneously at the same time. One thing that happened was that the missiles were chasing them and they had to go. The other thing that happened was that the Shechina was leaving and they had to run after the Shechina. They couldn't wait a second to leave after the Shechina, from the Goydel Ahava, Goydel Shekosam, to run after the Shechina. So what was on their minds? What was on their minds when they were running? What was the main thing? Here, they're being chased. And here, so they're running away, and running after the Shechina. So the Pasuk says another line. The Gam Tzeidol Le'osulhem. They went out of Mitzrayim, they didn't prepare any food. They went out, millions of people, without a morsel of food that they didn't bring along. Gam Tzeidol Le'osulhem. They didn't prepare any other food to take along. Zok Rashi, Magid Shvochem Shal Yisrael, Shle Omru Ech Neisei LaMidbar, B'loi Tzeida, how can we go out to the Midbar without any food? Anoshim, Noshim V'taf, L'chayre millions of people. Hu Shem Afurish B'Kabola Zachati Lo Chesed Nu Rayich Aves Klu Leisayich, Lechtech Achrei B'Midbar B'Eretz Lo Yizaruah. That was the avos klu l'sayach, the ava of becoming connected to Hashem, running after Hashem, that they went after him b'midbar v'ez l'zeruah. V'gam tzeid, they didn't think about tzeida. That was a gvaldika avos Hashem and a gvaldika b'tochen. That's called chesed nurayach avos klu l'sayach, the ava of being klulas like a chasana, becoming connected to Hashem. That's why they didn't make the tzeida. We have the same thing. We have another Rashi. Rashi says in the end of Parsha Shmois. The pasuk says at the end of Parsha Shmois, "V'yoyim Hashem al Moshe atosira." Now you're going to see. Moshe says, "Complain kivyochol to the Rebbeinu Shlomo." He says, "You sent me to Paro, and since I went to Paro, Paro made things worse for us." Heyro lama zevahatzol lehisaltas amecha. So Rebbeinu Shlomo tells him, "Atasira, you're going to see. Now you're going to see Asher Esel LeParoi, Kibiyod Chazoka Yishalchem. With a strong hand, he's going to send them out. Ubiyod Chazoka Yigasha Miasa. He's going to chase them out of the land with the Yod Chazoka." So Rashi, he's going to send them out al Korchom Shal Yisrael. They're not going to want to run so fast. They're going to want to go slower. V'lo Yaspiku Lasus Lem Tzeda. They're not going to make Tzeda. They're not going to get a chance to make Tzeda. V'cheinu Oim Evetezach Mitzrayim Al Om. The pasuk says, "V'terzak Mitzrayim al Om leMa'alish alchem and Oz ki Omru kulon leMesik." So again, we have the same steer. Over here, Mitzar Echad, they were being chased out. They didn't get a chance to make Seder, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is being Meshabeich them. Lech techacher b'midbo ve'ez lezeruah, v'gam Seder also lehem. What's the truth? Why did they go? Obviously, the goydel, the lashon of the goyin, the goydel shikosav avosam, the avos klu leisayich was so strong, they didn't even notice and realize that the Messiah was chasing them. It wasn't on their minds. They were running after the Shechina. That was the goydel shikosam. What they did is the ava was so much stronger than the pachad of Mitzrayim chasing them, or than the fact that they were forced to go, that in their minds they were running after Hashem, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo was b'mishabech them. Zechate l'ches n'raich, aves klo l'sayich, lechtech achrei b'midba b'eres l'zeruah. The goydel chikosam v'avosam, to run after Rebbeinu Shlomo, drowned out any other tzorah that they were able to have. There's a moilike, there's a Rashi, really a goyim. The pasuk says, "Yonasi b'chag v'asela." Also, Hashem, "Yonasi b'chag v'asela." The pasuk says, "Hashmi eini es koylech, hareini es malayich, hashmi eini es koylech." So the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "Yonasi." Rashi explains that the Goyen is ma'arich a little more in this mashal. A mashal to a bird that's being chased by his captors. They have these big nets and they're ready to catch the bird, the yoina, the dove. And the bird has nowhere to run besides into the stones. So the bird runs into the stones and over there there's no choshen v'akrav. So the bird is stuck, no etzah. Run into the nechoshen v'akravim, he'll get killed. Stay outside, he'll get captured, he'll invite to get killed. There's no way, no, nothing he can do, he's stuck. That was the massive of Klal Yisrael. B'shas, they came to the Yam. They came to the Yam Suf. The Yam was hoimel across them, the Yam was coming towards them. The Mitzvim were chasing after them. They turned to the right. It was Nechoshev Akravim. They turned to the left. I don't remember which one was right. To the left was Chayis Teufis, was Behemoth Chayis Teufis. They looked up on top and they saw Sarishim and Sraim coming, the Sarav and Sraim coming to fight with them. They're stuck. There's nowhere to go. They can't go in. They can't go forward because the Yamahim and Lakrosim. They can't go backwards. They can't go to the right. They can't go to the left. They can't even go up to Shemayim. There's nowhere to go. They're stuck. Yonasi v'chak v'asel. So the pasuk says, "What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do?" Hashmi'eni is koylech, hareini is marayich, hashmi'eni is koylech. Show me your mara. Hashmi'eni is koylech. Give me your koil. Your so the goyin. What does it mean? You already had such a story, and you ran after the Ribbono Shel Olam. With Gam Seder also him, you ran after the Rebbein Shalom. You didn't think about yes food, not food. Megay noch the Rebbein Shalom. Here also, don't think about being stuck. Don't think about everything. Just run after me like you ran after me then. Where do you run after him? Satan going and says someone else. The Rebbein Shalom was on over the Yam Suf, so they ran into the Yam Suf. Run after me in the Yam Suf, and then the pasuk says Hashmi'eni is koylech. You already said a shira to me. When did you say a shira to me? B'leil Pesach. You said a shira. I want to hear that shira again. It's before they're stuck. When everyone's from all sides, they're being attacked. There's no way out. The Bershom says, I want a shira, and I want you to run after me. V'kachav. They jumped into the yam, and ein hayam oimid b'fneim. And like the Targum Yonasan says, Hashem Yilochem Mechem Ba'atem Techrishon Zok the Targum Yonasan doesn't only mean be quiet and don't scream. Say a shira. Was shira? When shira? They're not up to shira right now. When they'll go out, when they get on the other side, they'll say shira. The simcha of Halicha Achra Hashem, that was the Gvaldik Shira. I'm waiting for a shira. Right now, I'm waiting for a shira. That's like the Pasik. The Pasuk says that this tshuka, to run after the Ribbono Shel Olam, and this ava, which brings out a tremendous shira, that we have a schus to run after the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have a avas kul esayich, will drown out any sorrow that we have. We're surrounded from all six sides, all sides. There's no way to go, there's no way out. It's stuck, it's end. And afal became, meloifenach the Ribbono Shel Olam, mitrachnisht. This doesn't, it's not toifus mokamos, it doesn't take any place in our being, in our machshavas. What we're thinking of now is one thing. Medafen nachloif in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Medafen nachloif in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi amoy lekazach. The pasuk says in Shirashirim, Moshcheini acherecha narutza. Hevi'ani amelech adorav. So he brings himself, the gmosi, it sounds like it's a medrash. He maskirim lefon of chesed ne'urim, avas klulais. Lechtom achra b'midbo eres tziyev etzalmoves v'gam tzeydo le'osu lehem. V'eminu boyin, they trusted in him, in bushlucha, in ishluach, There's no seeds there, there's no mezainis there. What happened? He took him into his rishus. So then Rashi feels like some more kazach. Bazu oidam hayoim tafshin pei alu tav pei galim. I think it means galim mishloshin gil usmeichim boy aflofi onyam v'tzirosam umishtashim b'toira. They don't think about the oni the tzoris. They don't think about anything, and they're mishtasheya b'toira, and they're enjoying the toira v'sham maskirim doidov umesha avosam oisai. And to think about the Avot, they have to Rebbeinu Shlom, they can learn in Torah. That's Torah Mitechat Chak. I'm a land, and it's Mishtashaya B'Torah. It's Shver. It's been all his eye. And Avot became Mishtashaya B'Torah. So to go in, that's still existing. That midah of Lechtem Achra B'Midbor, but not only Lechtem Achra B'Midbor. Forgetting about all the tzoris, forgetting about everything that's happening. Not thinking about it, because it doesn't exist. Because the tzoris, they don't exist when we're mukef with the av of the Rebbeinu Shlom, with Arum Genumim, with the av of the Rebbeinu Shlom, and loif and nog the Rebbeinu Shlom. Milanin, mizanim shtashay and zayn Torah. We talk in his Torah. Everything's bottled. Nothing is there. We go and dance in the shus of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Yedidi, Ahuvi, Rebbe Aaron, Zechatzai Kudrocha, many years, and some years that we didn't see each other, but there was like Halton Nod, Asach Asach Yon, and Shmuz Asach Mol, a lot of. And there's one thing, this picture. Never took the Shmeichel off and upon him. Never, whatever, wherever he was holding life, whatever he was going through. It was his health, it was Tyson's Achen that he went through. But he was mishtasheya b'toira, his avas ha-toira, his love for good thought, for sugya, for horvin lenin, his love for people. His love for people, his avas Hashem, and his avas Hashem is called the avas of people. Eze mechubad ha-mechabad ha-sabriya sh'nema, ki mechabad ha-chabad. Mi mechabad a person is mi mechabad ha-ribani sh'leilam. Loving a person is loving the ribani sh'leilam. Hazeh shtet mefurish ha-chazal. A person could think, what happens if I'm not in such a good matzif? The person was embarrassed. People embarrassed him. When it's kalalti, he's getting mishta say good. So Amela, Dafinish Libam the Chaver more than himself. He could be Mavazis Chaver also. So the Pasik, but there's another Klagod Batoida. Kibitzelim with Mus, the Sefer tell us all the Mitzelim with Mus, also I say, a person is a Chelikal Kamimal. Imat Mavazah, Dalim yet Avazah, Atamavazah, there's a new Avazah Tzelim Melkim. The Mishnah says, Eze Mulchub and Machab is a Briya Shalem, Kimacham de Achabad. What's that Pasik going on? That Pasik is going with Ne'eli. Boys, they call them. They were Mechabed. What does that have to do with Mechabed a person? The Rebbeinu Shlom is saying that those are Mechabed me, I'm Mechabed them. But those are Mechabed. Mechubed, Mechabed Sabri, he says Mechabed people. Why is that Mechabed? Why is that make him a Mechubed? Why is the Rebbeinu Shlom Mechabed him? Because if you're Mechabed a person, you're Mechabed the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's Ki Mechabedai Achabed. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Mechab de Achamid." It's Eiza Mechuban, Mechab de Sabrius. And that's what the Medrash says. The same thing goes with Ava. After Recha Kamoicha. If you look, if the Ava's Reim is Val Dhas Lib the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's part of the Ava's Hashem. It's the Lechta Chacher B'Midbar. It's a person of a sudden is getracht bechlal in his surroundings, when his health, when his ganzer. One thing is Ava's Sabrius, is Ava's Hashem. I hear now the story, the Maisa with the learning Torah for Cholim. Yeah. Who thinks in that direction, Michlal? What am I going to do for the Ruchnis? You daven, of course, you daven. Say Rafaynus, he put in a few names over there. Aber ich sehe ein paar Kapitel Trillim, aber Mamisch muss drei sein und leben. Prost, der Awe, der Awe ist so, das Awe ist Chavelim. Die Schmeichel, der Kabel ist Kolpon, das Kolodem, das Hebe von dem Joffis. Ich war der Awe ist Hashem und Awe ist Anoshim, Pashi, das Lieb Gott Menschen. Und Lieb Gott, der Bönisch Leulam, and there was nothing that stood in his way from his Schmeichel, from his Hebe von dem Joffis, from his from his simcha and from his avos klulas lechta v'achra v'midba v'esla z'ruah. That was a gewaldike alimud was mit gekent zen from him. That was this midba was mizen that we can have this lechta v'achra v'midba even though we're being from all the seiten. We're being, everybody goes through whatever he goes through, but this is Lechter Chach Bamidbar, Umishtashim Beteure, his Aves Atois Geschmackelun, his Shashua, it was Poshet his Shashua, his enjoyment, talking and learning. I'm sitting with the Zani, he says, when I sat my father, the first thing is, let's hear a good word. Shaz Azach, Stam Shmuzen. Let's hear a good word, okay, we can't Shmuzen, no, Yechab, the Ash Azach, Lam Hen, a good word. That's the ganze Mishtashim Beteure, that's the ganze. Mizat them this mid of simchan and kabbalah called on and potato upon your office guy can I hold up the kindle after scene it's like it's mamish very very nicker this gewaldika midas tevis this going in this gewaldika drachen maybe shall help us should be gewaldika militiyosher for chashver Ebbetson that's stood by him the whole time and. The Chashve Kinder, Kula Mahuvim, the Allah Kinder, was some, but the Gvaldika Midas, the Gvaldika. It's Gvaldika Seva Panim Yofis. And me is all up planning from them. That we have so much more going for us. We can, if we'll go knock to Mishtashim Atayya, the Avas Hashem, then nothing that will stand in our way. And there's nothing that should take us down. The Mishtashim Atayya is. But as we are the Mayim, Gal and Mismecha, we can be Besimcha, we can be Begil, Besimcha. Mohammed the Toyrim, Zanem the Choyrim. Whatever we have, but Mohammed the Toyrim, Mohammed Nas, Mohammed the Toyrim. The Abish will help them, Zanem as Yoshin, Zanem as Rusfa.
Okay, Rabotzai, it's hard to believe that it is already a year since the Olam HaTorah lost the Choshev Talmud Chacham, Rav and Rosh Yeshiva, the Goyen Rav Baron Walkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And actually I feel that it is very, very true. And mamish now, the Hagosha is so real that, which I had mentioned that the Shloshim, the Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Kishemes Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Ho Yeshua Hoylech Reboiche. Yeshua would go and he would cry. Oman, he would say, Ovi, Ovi, I lost my father. Rebbe, Rebbe. Ovi, he's my father. Moshe Rabbeinu was my father, says Yeshua, Shagadlaini Ka'av, because he raised me up like a father. And Rebbe, but he was also my Rebbe, Shalomadni Torah, because he also taught me Torah. And the Ksav Sofer mentioned, and there comes Matseva of his father, the Chassam Sofer. Why do Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, that Ho Yeshua Hoylech Reboiche, that he was walking and crying? Why mention that he was Hoylech? Would it make any difference if he would be Yoshev Reboiche, if he would be sitting, or whatever he would be doing? What is the Hagosha, what is the emphasis, the Hagosha, that Yeshua would be Hoylech Reboiche? So Sofer points out, and he said the following, that many, many times when we lose an Odom Godel, we lose an Odom Choshev, at the moment, at the heat of the moment, we are not yet aware, we don't even realize yet what we have lost, because after all, we had him yesterday, we had him the day before, we had him for many, many years. It is too new, it is too fresh. The Aveda yet was not able to sink in that we should be Margish, and to be able really to feel what we have lost. But the truth is, as time goes by, not only the loss becomes weaker, and lessen, just the opposite. But when you lose a Rebbe, what happens is that the more that the days and the months go by, the tsar and the feeling of the loss becomes even more intensified. Because as time goes along, we realize we have a problem, we have a kasha, we need an etzer, we need someone to teach us Torah. Wherever we move, we realize that we once had a Rebbe to ask, and now we have lost all that. So it comes out that the tsar or the aveda that was felt at the time of the Petira, Lamaisa, is much less, but it continues to grow as time goes along. So the Chassam Sofer, that is the Pshat, Kishumes Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning Chassam Sofer, whose name was Moshe. Ho Yeshua Hoylech Uboich Hoylech means it was Moshe Vahoylech. It continued to continue on and on and on, that the Tsar was more greater, bigger, and felt all the more. And I think the same thing certainly can be said regarding the loss. Regarding the loss of Rabaran, the truth is, when Rabaran passed away, it was a loss not only for his choshev and choshev family, his mishpoche, not only Rabbi Yisai was it a loss for his talmidim, truly is a person like himself, was a loss for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael lost a Rav, he was a Rosh Yeshiva, he was a Marbitz Torah, he was not Stam a Rosh Yeshiva, but really he was a Marbitz Torah with great Mesiras Nefesh. He lived in Lakewood, and yet he slept in Queens, away from his family. Tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for his Talmidim. Every Talmud for him was the Bechin of a Ben Yochid. Every Talmud was like an individual Talmud, as if that would be his only Talmud. And he was mamishet, pride in the Atzloch, in the same way that a father takes pride in the Atzloch when a son is Masliach, when he grows in Torah Yishamayim. Father has tremendous Simcha, parents have a tremendous Simcha. So too, he was the type of a Rebbe that took pride in the individual success of each and every Talmud. So that it's a tremendous loss. And I can only reiterate that, which our great Rameir Shapiro, the Lublin Rov, who also lost the Talmud, who Nebuch passed away very young, at a young age. And he pointed out, and he quoted the famous pasuk that we say, Yom Neroim, HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim, you're so dear to me. Kimide Dabri Boy, whenever I speak about you, Zohar is Karen Oid, I'll always remember him. The Rameir Shapiro, you know what the Pesuk is saying? HaBen Yakel Ephraim, Ephraim, you Yiddish kind, my sons, you are so dear to me. Kimide Dabri Boy, because when I talk about you, Zohar is Karen Oid, I remember Oid, how much more you could have accomplished. This was a hesped that Rameir Shapiro said regarding a Talmud who was so young. And Mameli bemoaned the fact that had he lived longer, how much more of the world could have been nehenah from him. Zohar es kerenu oid. I remember the oid. I'm reminded of the fact that what we have lost, we've lost tremendous, tremendous potential. And that certainly can be said about Rav Aaron, who also left this world at a very young age. And Mameli, we say the same thing, Kimide Dabri Boy, that when we speak about him, Zohar es kerenu oid. We're reminded how much more you could have accomplished, how many more Talmidim you could have raised, how many more Talmidim you could have spread the word of Torah all over and bring about the tremendous koyach that he had in Kiruv, the Ahava and the love that Talmidim had for him and he in fact had for them. So I conclude with the following. Everybody's aware that when we are at a bris, the bracha that Klal Yisrael gives the baby after the bris, and this is a bracha that Chazal incorporated, and we say, Kishem Shenechnas the Bris, the same way that this baby was Zoyche, to have this Bris and to come into Klal Yisrael, we say, Ken Yekonis, the Toyer Lechupa L'maisim Toivim. So the Mgol once pointed out and said, you know what the Kavon of the Brach is the following. The Kavon of the Brach is, because you know at a Bris we say that Zeh HaKotten Godel Yeh. We say that this Kotten Bez Hashem should become a Godel. The truth is, this Hashkof of Zeh HaKotten Godel Yeh, a person should incorporate this Hashkofa his entire life. Which means that every person, no matter how great he is, should realize that it's not the end of the line, but rather he still has a chiv to continue to grow. And therefore, no matter how great he is today, he still is a cotton legaba tomorrow. And when tomorrow he becomes greater, he still will be a cotton legaba the next week and the next month. The idea of Zeh Cotton Godliyeh should be a tafkit, should be a mission throughout the entire life of a person. And therefore we say the following, Kishem Shenechtas the Bris, the same way certainly when now he's a baby, and we say, Zeh HaKotten Godel Yeh, Ken Yekonis, this bracha of Zeh Kotn Galia should not stop now. But Ken Yekonis, the Torah, the Chupa L'Masim Tovim, throughout his life, throughout his entire life, as he continues to grow, he should always live with the Ashkofa that Zeh Kotn Galia, that no matter what Madrega I've achieved, I'm only a Kotn. And I still need a bracha that Zeh Kotn Galia, continue to work upon myself, to be able to continue to grow more and more. And certainly, Rav Aaron, this is what we have seen, that as the weeks and the months went by, he himself continued to grow, and one was able to be magish and to see the godless, how the godless is ever more is continuing to sprout, and was able to be a godlin marbitz Torah, b'yeses eis, or b'yeses ois. And certainly now that he's no longer here, Avada he is a greater godl, because we all know that Chazal have told us, g'doylim tzadikim b'misosom yosim b'chayeyim, that tzadikim after Misa are even greater than b'chayeyim. So the entire life of Rav Aaron, the idea is that a person should always remember that no matter how much Talmud Chochem he is, realize that you will still have a potential to become greater, and don't stop working on yourself. But Zeh HaKotn Godel Yeh, that should be Rabbi Yisai, the banner, that should be the mission, that should be the goal of each and every Talmud Chochem and each and every Yid. So my bracha is, of course, that Yerotzen, the Baron should be Mamshech, should continue to be a Melech Yosher, should continue to be Mispalel on behalf of his Choshev Rebetzin, was always so loyal to him, and very much dedicated to his Avodah. She has a tremendous chelik in his Arbotos HaTorah. And she continued to daven for his wonderful family, for all the children. Bizoche to kol tuv v'toiv, those who need sheduchim should have sheduchim. Be maslich in each and every way. They should all be healthy and well. And of course, he should be davening for his Talmidim, those that he loved so much, and they loved him, and for the entire Klal Yisrael. Should be zoche to Yeshuas, Refuas, and Achomas, and Bez Hashem to the Gula Shalem of Bemheru B'Yemenu, Amen.
I would like to call upon the Reshiva Rabbi Newman to say to you.
Zum es der Eden versteht, dass dem es Chedish Nissen bechal nisch kins man auf es Pedim. Schleich im Jemlif necha koschkein und Chedish Nissen nor Tag von der Jahrzeit ist der Rüber des Mann von Avelis. Etzem, about the first year, the man from Avelis, is a schwere Zeit. Das ist Avelis, mit Sabbath, was gegeben. Avelis, versteht man doch, Etzem, Jirbe Ischerisch, ist auch über die E-Mail. Aber das ist Etzem, als Mann von Avelis. Es endet sich der Jahr, es geht mir nach Reus, von dem Mann von Zar, von der Avelis, von der Hefzit. Und wir gehen zu der Etzem, der Nitzchies, der ganze Elam Azeh ist doch Däumele Preusdor. Der Elam Azeh ist nicht das nicht der Tachlis. Jem la Seisse, me moche le Kabus Choram. Als man redt wegen Yedideinu, Rebarin, Zachir Tzadik Levroche, ist das beätzem a Dmus auf Zugehen zu Riyantiv. Das Simche, was man gesehen, Simchoso Aponov, das Simche, im Gerät, das Simche, was kommt a Reis von Teire, Simche von der Tamil Chochim, der Teure, was es gewinnen haben, das Arreis gebracht, der Simche, durchgegangen, verschiedene Schwertkufis, aber allemal gewinnen der Simche, hat der Simche, als man lebt, Rav Shach, sagt er, sagt Kufi, sagt er, sagt er, sagt er, jeden Tag, hat er schwere Tag, aber er hat gewusst, als man lebt mit der Nitzki, sagt er, das ist der Chilik, hier weiß er, sagt, kommen zusammen und sehen die Gzeis und die Sivis, die Terren von Reb Kveger, sein Treffen mit den alle Jiden. Der Elam Azez hat nicht das, die Zavis, man geht durch den Elam Azez, das nicht, der hat nicht die Chshivis. Die Chshivis ist Hake mit der Terren der Mitzvis. Die Gret Hake ist, das gebracht der Edelkeit von Midas, der Neuze Beöl, wie er versteht der Zweite, aber der Simche, das ist eine Sache, was ich meine, als Take dit kufe, befreis chaga pesach, kum zu take de simche, was die Bönnisch mit uns ausgeklippen, zu sein Abde Hashem, der simche, das Abde Hashem ist nicht kein Öl, was ist ähnlich ab in Chayrin, ich mir esche eisig beteire, der Emes Achayris, zu werden take Abde Hashem, das ist die Sache, was ich meine, als wir kennen take ablernen, dass wir darf er reis nehmen, dit kufe, as a river gang the yar taka gemena schwer yar aber jetzt as a taka erzen hat die machle kabus kharam as wie man sagt in der lichtige gan eden ist lichtig von der ganz alt was er getan sein ganze leben jetzt ist es lichtig und unser leben unser leben der eifen und der leben in einem hazer zu sein der leben taka von der lichtige gan eden man lebt mit der lichtigkeit Lichtigkeit von jedem Wort von Teire. Die Teire Ohr, das ist unsere Lichtigkeit. Das ist uns, einem Hazet uns bringen zu der Emes der Lichtigkeit bei einem Habo. Das soll sein Zikorin. Soll uns helfen mit dem zukommen, die Simche. Simche Aponam, seht auch viele von der Bild, das, seht auch viele von der Bild, was bringt auf ihm. Take weiß, take der Simche. So take leben mit der Simche. Die Simche soll sein, take in Teire, in Aveide. So take solche sein, Nissen Nigalo, Nissen Asidim the Goyal.
Father's Rebbe, someone who we had the schus to know. I grew up around the Rosh Hashiva for many years. I want to call upon the Rav's Rebbe. I just don't say a few words.
I don't want to be Meirich. I know there's a schedule of a lot of people, a lot of Gdolei Yisrael that are coming here tonight to speak. Zichroi, Yedidi, Ahuvi, Akiri. It's hard to believe. I'm coming into this with Medrash, and he's not sitting here. I don't come here too often. Say a kurze Sach. I spoke at the Lavaya, Shloshim. I want to say my hergish is. Sefer Chinuch calls the Koyanim Shorsei Hashem. Koyanim, Shevet Kuna, Shorsei Hashem. That's Kedushas Kuna. Kedushas Kuna is Shorsei Hashem. Rabbaran, the Chassad Rav Ocho wasn't a Koyan, but he was Shorsei Hashem. He's Meredik, Habotz Koyach, Habotz Atayre. He was a Cholosh. I don't know exactly what is. Physical massive was. What was his situation, health wise? But I know he was a cholish. You saw it on him. He was a cholish. And the madrege is abot satire. The hours that he kept traveling, and how he carried hundreds of talmidim on his places. It's an unbelievable. It doesn't seem to me that it was a gashmizik koyach. It was the koyach that he had al mashagas Hashem, and he felt that was his tafkid, how he did his sheirus laKodesh Baruch Hu by being mechazik Eden. He had a psakoyach on the ganze eide of Eden, a merdik eide kedoshe. Of Eden, that he was Mereimim them a great deal, with the Gevaldim Messias Nefesh. I don't believe that it was with Meshlech Koiches. Even a gesunter Mensch should be able to produce what he produced. Kamas Ubeiches, Beshoyes, traveling more than a night, Levite being away from home in Golas. Remember, ready for nights a week. I just want to say a short Torah. It's a lady as an Arichis, Pash Gisisa, and he's Meapella, Mimoira Hora. As a Pella, he says that we find in Pash Pekuda in every Posek, Kashasiv Hashem is Moshe. He says that was a tick in the Chet Egel, I don't want to be Meirich here. That was a tick in the Chet HaEgel, the Ketom HaEgel in the Seichel. That was the Sheirish of the Chet HaEgel. That Yidin felt, that their day felt, they have Gvaldik HaSogis. Moshe Nishda, they can do with their own Seichel. And the Mishkan was a Kapor on the Chet HaEgel. So there was a Faket to begin, because you see Hashem is Moshe, the Tzal put away, the Melech HaMishkan, he put away his own HaSogis. He was Yodel the Tzarev Oisius. He had a Gevaldik HaSogis, but he put away his own HaSogis, and he did Alt Kashiv Shemesh Moshe. And he is Daiti, Heli Beis HaLevi, Yavim Ha'ore. The Kshasiv Shemesh Moshe stayed after the Begodim, Bezunda, only on the Begodim, every Posik. That's not going in Pashva Yakal, it's Melech HaMishkan, the Kalim, the Mishkan, the Yiriyas, the Mishkan and the Kalim, Mizbeyach, the Shulchan. Over there, you don't find Kashiv Hashem as Moshe. It says over there, Betzal also, he did the whole Melech HaMishkan, each Keli stayed dort in the Protim. The Kashiv Hashem as Moshe stayed by the Begodim. L'chari the Begodim was Melech HaMishkan. L'chari the Begodim had a Shaykhis the Kuna. The Begodim did not have a Shaykhis with Melech HaMishkan, l'chari. It's not part of Melech HaMishkan, the Begodim. Begodim was the Tzorech Avoide. It wasn't Shafen the Mishkan. It was Shafen Kuna. The first Begodim that were made, Ot Uvgeton Kuna, that was Mechanach the Koyanim, the first Koyanim, when it's Chanach, with the Begodim. And that's what the Parash says, Kashiv Samas Moshe. The Hora want to be Moir, and I want to say a different Remez Evshe in the Chaz Zachir B'Kaseide. Kashiv Hashem es Moshe. The Kol Yoke says in Parsha Atatetzave, you find Aloshem Neuchach, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesod over here. Ato is Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't say Tzav, Titzave, Nochamo. It's Ibegechaz at Kseide, it's Ibegechaz at twice, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesod, and Adlokas HaMenoire. Because the Oira HaMenoire had to come to the Ashpoye of Moshe Rabbeinu's Oir. Moshe Rabbeinu was Neuile, the smaller Kol HaBayis Kula Oira. And he had the oir. Bemis his oir was the oir atoire. Beis says in the droshes, anoir de giyisod. Beis Halevi says that Moshe Rabbeinu remained in the madrege. Moshe Rabbeinu remained in the madrege. Of Luchas Rishonis. Luchas Rishonis, Beis Halevi is Meirich in the Droshes, Amirich de Gedrush, is Meirich there that the Luchas had was Kosev in the Luchas, Ben Ashuches, Ben Oisius, was Kosev, Kol HaTorah Kula, Kol Mashe Talmud, Osad Lishel Mirabui. Mashma, Afil HaYunga Talmud, Frekta Psakashe, Agut HaKashe Amol, was on the Luchas, was on the Luchas. And the Shvirs HaLuchas, the second Luchas didn't have, had only the Aser HaDibris, the second Luchas. The first Luchas had Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Beis Halevi's Mevaya, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Bechoyshoi, was the Madrega of Luchas Rishonis. He himself was Luchas Rishonis. He had in his Moyach, was Kosov, Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. There was never such a thing again that a boss of Adam should be Luchas Rishonis. That's the only Moshe Rabbeinu was left in the Madrega of Luchas Rishonis. I think Efshel and Yizdaiti, Luchas Rishonis was Maisa Lekim. Luchas Rishonis was Michtav Lekim, not Maisa Lekim. For this Koyach of Kol HaTorah Kula, you needed Maisa Lekim. Chofetz Chaim writes of an note that the first Yitzira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam HaRishon, even the Balechayim, the Zroyim, the Doimimim, the Tzemeach, with the Rebbe geschaffen allein Meise Yodov has a different Chashivas and different Shleimas and different Kedusha. Luchas HaRishonis had to be Meise Elikim. They couldn't be, even though whatever Ayid Shafs, whatever Amen Shafs, is out for the Koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehudi Yisbor HaShomoy, everything was Koyach, but the Heli Chofetz Chaim says, but the Shutfim, even the Gimel Shutfim Ba'odom, the Avada, the Eibish is Yitzire, the Eibish is Koyach, the Koyach of Yitzire of a person, but the Shutfim, is Avaim, the Shutfim. The Kol HaTorah Kula needed Maisa Lekim. In the Rosh Hashanah state, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mepchinas Malach. She in the Rosh Hashanah. And he has Arichis, what was needed, the Torah was needed, that it should be Mepchinas Malach. I always say, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mekabel the Torah, and Malachim said, Mali Yeludisha Beineinu. They didn't say that he's not a Malach, they said he's a Yeludisha. Bechsidim Zavot, Agavorene and Agavezene. Bechsidim Einu was Gavorene Chosid, Agavorene. He's born a Chosid, Agavezene. As a Yeludisha, as a Gavorene Malach, and Ishkin Gavezene Malach. That was the Taina. It's Ken Zayim, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a Malach, to be Maisel Akim, was B'dech Nes, the Chansa was B'dech Nes, a person not B'koyach to make himself, to the Matarik of a Malach, not Shaykh Azazach. A person not B'koyach, the Christa Mensch, he'll be Mashlim, his Ganze Tafkid, he cannot become a Malach. He needed Maisel Akim, needed Nes. Efshel and Yezdaiti, if he had to be the Luchas HaRishaynis, he had to be Maisel Akim. That's why he had to be a Malach, because the Yeludisha of Moshe Rabbeinu, the world of Shutfim, that couldn't become Luchas HaRishaynis. To become Luchas HaRishaynis had to be Maisel Akim. One of the Inyonim of Kayoka speaks about, V'ata Tetzava, V'ata Tadabba Kochach Meleiv, Hashem Leisav Ruh Chochma, V'yasu Asab Godim. Kayoka says, B'dekune needed Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ata Tetzava, V'ata Tadabba. The Oyer HaManeir needed Moshe Rabbeinu, the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Oyer of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was in the small of Kola Bayis Oyer, he had a Psabzundra Oyer, which is the Oyer of Kola Tore Kula, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's Oyer, the Oyer of Kola Tore Kula. And the Big Dekuna needed Moshe Rabbeinu. And here's the IT, Kashet Siv Hashem as Moshe and Pashem Pekudei, that's Kizog Nivon after Begodim, not Amlech HaMishkan. It's the Zelbe Kepchina. Kashiv is a Mashmoishim, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Baldover on the Begodim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Baldover on Kuna. Because the Shaf, as I said over, say the Chinuch calls the Koyin of Meshor Se Hashem. The Shaf of Meshor Se Hashem, he needed the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Oyer of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shaf of Meshor Se Hashem. I was saying before, Yididi HaYoker, Baran, Tzach Tzalach Levrocha, is that Abotza HaTorah wasn't with Menshlech HaKoyches, it was a Cholosh, Gesund. It wasn't with Menshlech HaKoyches. It was a koyach laki, bochel laki shim ben shotach. We saw the kus in him. We saw the kus. It wasn't menshlech koyches. And the Torah brought him to a madrege. Moshe Rabbeinu had a koyach to shaf meshores Hashem. Zayin Torah etem gemacht for meshores Hashem. It was an eved Hashem, a meshores Hashem. And that's how he was marbitz Torah. And that's how he was minding this mocking cottage over here where we're standing, we're sitting. That's how he's minding this mocking cottage with the Oira Teure. And that was his koyach. And when I ask Betten, the Grace Rabbaran, when I ask him to be a male Shoisha, this Teure Mishpoche, Teure Rebetzin, she was a medisly minoi. Kol Yomov, Medesli Yeminoi, Taire Kinder, all the children are Taire Kinder, Yikorim v'Nachmodim, Midis, Yerushamayim, Mamish Nachmodim, when they ask him to be a male Tzioyshe, Mispal of Nekisei HaKovit, they should have Atzloche, Gashmi Sibiruchnis, Mispal of the Smokim, the Bnei Amokim, the ones that are Mechazik the Smokim, Amamshech is Mokim, his oyer is geblieben da, sein oyer is nicht geworden, ausgeloschen, der oyer is here. And who was a weggestellt here, I think a basic fund, Schlitter, I don't know if he's here, I don't recognize him. Gewaltig, godless. His mamshech, I know that he was Yedid Nehmon, Rabaran, was very, very odd in him. And his mom shech the smokim, they have shigim seyat reshmaya. And we should bizoyche, we get together for simchas. And bizoyche, it's a kosher freilich and yontif. And my yedidim, the children, all of them, yedidim nafshi, even though I don't see them enough. But mikoyach, mikoyach meis kashrus, and so long yoren, the rabbi in so many years, he used to schlep sich up the steps to me, in yeshiva, when he has something to say, every so often, every once in a while, the chuf schleppen, the mesiris nefesh, to come to tell me a good zachen, to mechazik me, to mechabed me. They should all have gewaldig hatzloche. Simchis, you let me know good to simchis, choshva simchis, I'll try to be mishtatev, beiz Hashem. Mishzeiche, it's a degula shleim, mehevi meinu amen.
Talks about the little aleph of Vayikra. And Rashi brings down the reason why there's a little aleph is Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to write Vayoko, and because he felt that, to brag about that he's got a pel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Gaive, and he was honored Mikol Adam, Asher Pnei Adama. So he wanted to leave out the aleph period. So not negaya, the people should know he's in Madrega Vayikra. And the Rebbeinu wanted to put in specifically that they should know who Moshe Rabbeinu is. So what did they do? They met and settled on a little aleph. The kasha becomes, if a big aleph, most people would miss it. They'd miss the whole idea that he wanted to say Vayikra. But if you say a little aleph, then you're causing attention to that point. So then you're saying, that's really, I want you to know that I was in that madrega, that I was how big I was, the biggest guy in the world, more than if it would have had a big aleph. So what's the point that he had the little aleph? Because it's a teacher, so why did Taka keep it? The teacher is that a person has to live up to his potential. Most of the kechesim that Moshe Rabbeinu had obviously were from God. But one thing he put into it was that he brought it to fruition. He brought it into the madrega of going, it became his derech, it became, he lived up to his potential. That's the main idea. And we learn from there that the person's obligation in this life is to live up to his potential. The potential is God-given, that's not his. That the Rebbeinu gave it to him. But you have to live up to your potential. Reb Aaron was a young man. I mean, I remember him as a Talmud yet in the high school when he first came in ninth grade. And he learned, I don't remember how many years, but he was by us. He considered himself a Talmud in Yeshiva. He considered himself my Talmud. And we were very proud of him. But you tell me, no one expects too much or knows too much what's going to happen when you tell me them in the ninth grade. Right? And so I don't remember how long he stayed, but whatever it was enough to have a good foundation of who we became. And Lemaise, he used up all his keches. He's a rav in Lakewood. He was a rosh yeshiva in Queens. He had to do with Chazak. He was a person who you can say lived up to his potential. And I think that's the point that we want to see and understand, that we have to learn from him, that we have to live up to our potential. We should have a lot of nachas from his memory. Yehi zichro baruch.
Hagaon HaTzadik, Rav Aaron Wolkin, alav shalom, had so much influence an effect on our community. He taught so many Talmidim and he brought him to such a high level. We all owe him a tremendous respect. And I think one of his one of the highlights that we can get from Rav Aaron Wolkin is his love and his warmth to each and every one. Either it was a Talmid Chacham or a Talmid or even a Baal Bayit. Any person who came in contact with him felt this Ahavat Israel that was burning in him. and felt how he's connecting to him. And he had also the power and the unity, the unique power to unite the group and put them as one group, make them well connected with Ahava ve'Achva. And this is something that we see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wanted from his Talmidim to do. So I would like to read it from Zohar Kadosh, Parashat Ketisa, Daf Kuf Tzadik. Zohar says as follows. Once Rabbi Shimon came to visit to the group, to the Chabura, to the Idra, and he saw Chama ben Pyrus Siman. He saw on the face that they were just dealing and learning about Ahavat Hashem to Israel. So Rabbi Shimon Bar said as follows. Amar ulu banai kadishin, ulu rachimin de malka. Look how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai called his talmidim. He calls them ulu, come in, banai bene kadishin, bene kadoshim. Ulu rachimin de malka, come in, ahuve amelech. The king is beloved, the beloved of Hashem. Ulu rachimin dili, come in, my beloved. Ahuvim Shili. Ulu Rahimin Ilan Beilin. Come in. Rahimin Ahuvim Elu Beilu. They love and respect each other. Dama Rabbi Abba, call Ilan Havraya, the La Rahimin Ilan Leilin. Any group of Talmidim that they don't love to each other, they don't love each other, they don't respect each other, is Taleku Me'alma Adla Matazim Naihu. Barminan, Barminan. They're going to get out of this world before their time. Very dangerous. This is what happened to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We, right before Pesach, we know what happened. Right after Pesach, we all doing the laws of Avelut. Noagim, the Minhages, Minhagei Avelut, because of the loss of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim, Shelo Nahagu Kavod Zebazeh, they did not respect each other well enough. To their Madrega, they did not respect each other. So, therefore, says Rabbi Abba, Bnei Havura, Havraya Kadisha, they're supposed to love each other and to respect each other. Kol Havraya b'yomoy de Rabbi Shimon, rechimu de nafsha v'ruha ava b'nayu. The group of Rabbi Shimon, the whole days of Rabbi Shimon, all his life, they had tremendous love and respect to each other. רחימו דנפשה ורוחה, אהבת נפש ורוח, was among them. ובגין כך, בדרד רבי שמעון בהתגליה אהבה, says זוהר הקדוש, that's the reason that in that generation, רבי שמעון's generation, they were זוכה to סודות התורה בהתגליה. So many סודות התורה were גילויים at that time, because of what? Because of the love and respect that they have among each other. You know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a student of Rabbi Akiva from the last five Talmidim. After Rabbi Akiva lost the 24,000 Talmidim, Halach Etzel Rabotenu Shebadarom, and he thought five Talmidim, one of them is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai got from Rabbi Akiva the entire Torah. Ve'avta le'acha kamocha, זה קרה בגדול בתורה, who says that? Rabbi Akiva says that. Yeah? And mainly Rabbi Akiva was teaching it over to the last five Talmidim, because the Torah that we have nowadays is from the last five Talmidim. We don't have the Torah of the first 24,000. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, ve'avta le'acha kamocha, זה קרה בגדול בתורה, we got from this last five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And this is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over here. Especially when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim, when it comes to a group of a kolel, a group of yeshiva, when they're sitting learning together, they should have tremendous kavod and tremendous love to each other. Da'va amar Rabbi Shimon, kol chavriya de'la rachamin ilen le'ilen. If chas v'shalom, the group, they don't love each other, they don't respect each other, garmin de'la le'ach b'orach mishar. They're causing themselves not to go in the right way. They're not going in the right way. Why? The Shekhinah is not there. When Hashem Yitbarach sees the Havirim, the Habura, they don't respect each other, Hashem is not staying there. Shekhinah is not staying there. And you can see it as a father. If you see your children are fighting each other, you get very hurt. You don't want them to hurt each other. If you feel that one of them is putting down the other, If the little kids, it still hurt, but if they're adult, if they're mature, if you see your older boy, your older son, 20 years old, he's insulting his brother, 19 years old, as a father, you get insulted, you get hurt. Why are you insulting your brother? Why are you not respecting him? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina is there with us, Shechina is with us, among us, especially when we're learning Torah. בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי, אבוא אליך וברכתיך. This is even ביחיד. שניים נכתבה מילה בספר הזיכרון. ויקשב השם הישמע וכתב ספר זיכרון לפניו. אל עשרה, it's a special מדרגה. So there's a group of people learning Torah. השכינה is there with them. And when Hashem sees that they are fighting each other, they disrespect each other, or insulting each other, there's no love, there's no unity among them. So that is Chas v'shalom, causing Hashem to get out of this place. Hashem doesn't want to stay there. If Hashem is not staying there, if Shechina is not there, there's no Se'ata Dishmaya, there's no Beracha. There's no success. There's no Atzlaha. And how are they going to go in the right way if there's no Se'ata Dishmaya? The whole success of Torah and Yirat Shamayim is the Se'ata Dishmaya. That's the Gemara says. Gemara says, Va'yaseh Adam shitkemu bo divrei Torah. בקש רחמים מי ש לוק מגרסה סייעתם לשמיה להציג שמעת על בית חיטה סייעתם לשמיה סברה זה לחדודי לחדודי זה מרבה ישיבה מרבה חוכמה but to be able to be to absorb what you're learning לוק מגרסה you need סייעתם לשמיה for that להציג שמעת על בית חיטה that's called לאורח באורח למאח באורח משר על בית חיטה. That's Siyata Dishmaya. That's not up to me how much I'm going to learn. I need Siyata Dishmaya for that. Vakesh Vachamim, from Hashem to be Zoche, for Siyata Dishmaya. So if there is Ahava ve'ahva, if there is Kavod among the group, among the Tamidim, so there is Siyata Dishmaya there. There's Siyata Dishmaya there. Hashem Bach is there with them. Shechina is there with them. Chas v'shalom, if Shechina is living, Garmin Dela Lehach Borach Mishar. ועוד, דעבדים פגימו בה. That's already causing a פגם in the שכינה. דעה, אורייתא רחימו ואחווה וקשות התבקות שבריחו ואורייתא אחדו. That's a פגם בתורה. This is, if they don't love each other, that's a פגם in the Torah. Why? Because the whole Torah, the entire Torah is אהבה ואחווה וקשות. The Torah is built from these three main foundations. אהבה, which is חסד, אחווה, which is גבורה, וקשות, which is תפארת, תיתן אמת ליעקב. אברהם יצחק ויעקב. The whole Torah is אברהם יצחק ויעקב. חסד גבורה תפארת. אברהם מידת החסד, יצחק מידת היראה, מידת הגבורה. יעקב מידת התפארת, מידת האמת, תיתן אמת יעקב, דת התורה, אמת כנבה תמכור, זה יעקב. So that's the entire Torah, because יעקב was included, in יעקב includes אברהם ויצחק. So look what the Zohar says, אברהם רחים ליצחק, אברהם loves יצחק, יצחק לאברהם, יצחק loves אברהם. ויתחבקן דה בדה, they like hugging each other. יעקב תרווה יוחידן בברחים ובאחווה. יעקב gets both, on both sides, from אברהם and from יצחק, both of them holding יעקב ברחימו ובאחווה. באהבה ובאחווה. So רחימו comes from אברהם. The love comes from אברהם. אחווה comes from יצחק. That's יראה. And הימין והשמאל are מחובקים. אם שמו לא תחת לראשי ומינו תחבקני, כלולים דבדה. So this is a kind of a shiluv, yeah, a combination of love and yira'ah. That's called ahva. And there is an emet which comes with Yaakov. Yavin ruhayu dabeda. And they are giving a spirit one to another by respecting each other, by loving each other. They're helping each other. My wisdom helps the others. The wisdom of others helping me. That's called Yahavin Ruhayu, Dabeda. As Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'atzata Miruchacha Alehim. From Moshe Rabbeinu's spirit, he was ma'atzil to his, to the Zkenim, to Yoshua and Zkenim, when he was somech them. So that's kind of, they're ma'atzil to each other, from Ruach to Ruach, more wisdom, more Chokmah. There's more success this way. That's the whole idea of learning B'Habura. That one is helping each other, another... it's another level of atzlaha that you cannot do by yourself. But if there is ahava ve'ahva ve'emet among the habura, So they're achieving this. They're be able to get this Se'ata Deshmaya. So therefore, says Zohar Kadosh, Havraya ki ahu dugma yitztarichu. The Habura should be like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Each one of them is supposed to be like with love and kavod to the others, like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. They were connected and together. Mashpeim zeh lazeh. Ve'la le'me'abat pegimu. So I feel about Wolkin, he had this tremendous koach to put the Habura together. It's a Rosh Kolel. When he was there, the whole Habura felt this special Ahava ve'ahva ve'emet among them, how there is kavod one to another, how there is kavod to the Rav, how is the kavod from the Rav to the Talmidim. This high level of Ahava ve'ahva ve'emet that he was able to implant into the group wherever he was, that's something very unique to him, very special to him. And now that we come to the year Yortzeit of Baron, I think we all should learn from his anhagot of his Ahavat Israel, to learn from him how to respect each other and how to love each other and how to be just in a position of be mashpia and giving and mechazek and encourage the other and just helping, giving for myself to the others with ahava ve'ahva ve'emet, and to respect as much as we can each other. To learn from him, how I was amazed by him every time I met him. The tremendous kavod, the tremendous ahava, the tremendous hamimut that he gave you, that he made you feel like the most welcome person in the world by him, by that moment. This special kind of behavior to make everyone feel like special, make everyone feel beloved, and encourage everyone, and help everyone. That's something we're supposed to adopt and learn from him. And Yeratzon, these words will be zechut for his neshama. By us learning from his ma'asim, it should be milit yosher for us, for his family, for all his talmidim, for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to מבטל פומאס, מבטל מעמו ישראל, כל גזרות קשות ורעות, מבטל מחשיבות צוננו, ויפר עצות אויבינו, וישלח לנו משיח צדקנו, ויגלנו גאולה שלמה ברחמים, מבני המקדש, עיר ציון תמלא, ונזכה בעזרת השם השנה לאכול מן הזבחים, מן הפסחים, בירושלים הבנויה, נזכה לגאולה שלמה, אמן ואמן.
This is the greatest rule of the Torah, the number one rule in the Torah is v'ahavta l'reyecha kamaycha. Zeh klal gadol means there's got to be a klal katan. And what is the klal katan? Kedoshim to you.
What made the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal so unique was the fact that he was not only a tremendous, tremendous Tamid Chacham and a person with a heart that truly cared for every single person that he came across.
Rebbe was a real Tamid Chacham, a real Gaon, a real Yid.
Always looking to help people, always with a smile, always positive.
His smile, his love for every single Jew, is something that I've never seen before in my life.
I wish you all.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Rebbe cared about every single yid as if they were his own child.
My Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Wolkin Zatzal, had such a mastery over so much of the Torah.
Our Rebbe's yidiyot b'Torah was so vast, there was no topic in Kol HaTorah Kula that was too big or too small. He knew everything. What a great Talmid Chacham.
Our Rebbe was a tremendous Harif, and his Harifut would be appreciated in the greatest of yeshivot.
My Rebbe, Rav Aaron Wolkin Zatzal, was not a Kohen, but he was definitely an Aharon. He resembled the quality of Aharon HaKohen, who was Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom.
There's no soldier like the Jewish soldier. I may add, because there's no heart like the Jewish heart. And there's nothing like Yisrael, Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad. We are one nation, Baretz.
He was always, always positive and happy to teach us.
Anything he taught, Chumash, Gemara, Halachot, I just want to hear more of it and more of it and more of it.
To stay the whole week in Queens while his family was in Lakewood showed us what real, real Mesirut Nefesh was.
He taught me how to learn and most importantly, to love learning.
And what Torah transforms a person to be an Adam HaShalei, like an Adam, like a mensch.
He wouldn't stop, he would continue, and he would tell us, you gotta continue, you have to be Marbitze Torah.
My Rebbe, he had real Ahavat Israel. In front of the Torah, he used to cry. He used to cry on behalf of Klal Israel.
He felt for others deeply, so much so that he would literally cry with you.
He needs to not only think of himself, but he needs to think of the Klal, and even the rest of the world Goyim as well.
That's what made Rebbe so unique and so different than the rest.
How much we all changed ever since we met the Rav.
And that's all thanks to our walk-in.
Thank you, Rebbe.
The way he taught me to look at the good of every single person will stay with me forever.
And I can say he changed my life for the good.
And this is the kind of person that we had the schutz to have in our lives. Somebody that just kept on giving to us and giving to us and giving to us.
It's sad that that he left us too soon.
I will definitely miss him.
We should keep on carrying his name on and making him proud.
He is one that will forever be with me. I love you, Rebbe. We miss you.
Thank you.
always be in our hearts and our memories.
Rav Aharon Wolkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
Zecher Tzadik Livracha.
And we long to see you, Bezat Hashem, soon, when Mashiach comes.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.